Unit 7, E-Commerce. Part 1, Lead-In Tasks. Task 1, Spot Dictation. Here's a conversation which contains useful expressions related to e-commerce. Listen to the dialogue twice and fill in the blanks with missing words. A talk on e-commerce.
Mr. Zhang, would you please explain to me some typical models of e-commerce?
Sure. Do you remember what e-commerce is?
Yes. E-commerce is doing business through electronic media. It means using simple, fast, and low-cost electronic communications to do business without face-to-face meeting between the seller and the buyer.
Very good. Among all types of e-commerce, B2B deserves the most attention. According to some experts, it enjoys the most rapid growth rate.
Really? But for consumers, B2B does not seem to be the most suitable model of doing business.
Yes, that's right. That's why C2C websites are popular nowadays among some people who want to sell something to or buy something from other people.
Can you explain briefly the C2C model?
C2C refers to consumer to consumer. Under this model, consumers can post their own products online through some agent websites for other consumers to bid on.
I see. Thank you for your kind explanation. Part 2, Listening Tasks. Task 1, Short Conversation. Benefits of e-marketing. 1. Listen to the conversation twice and fill in the blanks. Would you please tell me about your new computer system? Has it made a difference to your corporation?
It has really made a huge difference.
In what way?
Well, we can have the chance to publicize and sell our products on our website, which has been quite successful. We often use emails to communicate with our overseas clients as well, which is much faster than traditional letters.
What other changes do you have?
We are also using a database program to store information about our clients. That's really useful because we can quickly search for the information that we really need.
Perhaps I should come and have a look.
Okay, no problem.
Home on the Milky Way of stars. I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be so far away from home.
2. Listen to the conversation again and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Would you please tell me about your new computer system? Has it made a difference to your corporation?
It has really made a huge difference.
In what way?
Well, we can have the chance to publicize and sell our products on our website, which has been quite successful. We often use emails to communicate with our overseas clients as well, which is much faster than traditional letters.
What other changes do you have?
We are also using a database program to store information about our clients. That's really useful because we can quickly search for the information that we really need.
Perhaps I should come and have a look.
Okay, no problem.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without
Task 2. Long conversation. An interview about online shopping. 1. Listen to the following interview about online shopping and then answer the following questions according to the information given.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a reporter from CCTV. Could you spare me a few minutes?
Sure. What for?
I'm making a program about online shopping. May I ask you some questions?
Go ahead, please.
Do you often work with a computer?
Yes. Most of my work is done on the computer in the office, and I like surfing on the net in my spare time.
What do you do while surfing the internet?
Well, finding out the latest news, chatting with friends, and playing games.
Have you ever visited some online stores?
Only a few times when some goods are introduced by my colleagues.
Have you ever bought anything this way?
No, never. I don't feel like shopping that way.
Why? Isn't it convenient for you to shop without moving to stores like this?
Online shopping sounds easy and convenient, but it presents many problems.
Like what?
Well, it's not safe to reveal some information of a credit card to a stranger.
Yeah, some criminals sometimes make use of the internet.
Also, the quality of the goods is not guaranteed, and we must pay first.
That's true. And that's what troubles some online shoppers as well.
What's more, the goods received usually are different from the pictures presented online. I'm frustrated sometimes when I receive the goods I bought online.
That's the problem.
And the most important thing about online shopping is that it takes less time to shop. It's nothing like real shopping here. Lacks the pleasure of communication with real people and relaxation of browsing stores.
Good points. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be so far away from home.
2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks in the chart.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a reporter from CCTV. Could you spare me a few minutes?
Sure. What for?
I'm making a program about online shopping. May I ask you some questions?
Go ahead, please.
Do you often work with a computer?
Yes. Most of my work is done on the computer in the office, and I like surfing on the net in my spare time.
What do you do while surfing the internet?
Well, finding out the latest news, chatting with friends, and playing games.
Have you ever visited some online stores?
Only a few times when some goods are introduced by my colleagues.
Have you ever bought anything this way?
No, never. I don't feel like shopping that way.
Why? Isn't it convenient for you to shop without moving to stores like this?
Online shopping sounds easy and convenient, but it presents many problems.
Like what?
Well, it's not safe to reveal some information of a credit card to a stranger.
Yeah, some criminals sometimes make use of the internet.
Also, the quality of the goods is not guaranteed, and we must pay first.
That's true. And that's what troubles some online shoppers as well.
What's more, the goods received usually are different from the pictures presented online. I'm frustrated sometimes when I receive the goods I bought online.
That's the problem.
And the most important thing about online shopping is that it takes less time to shop. It's nothing like real shopping here. Lacks the pleasure of communication with real people and relaxation of browsing stores.
Good points. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be
Task 3. Short passage. Online shopping. 1. Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false. With only 2 weeks to go before Christmas, the shopping season is right on its way. However, this year, abundant people, especially the youngsters, do not go to malls or shops to buy presents on their own. Instead, they have placed a high priority on buying gifts and presents through the internet. Online shopping is becoming more and more popular, as online shopping makes it possible to buy their favorite goods by saving money and time. When people shop online, there is no need for them to queue up in busy shops, and they can buy almost any product imaginable with just a few clicks of the mouse and hitting several keys on the keyboard. Meanwhile, in order to attract more customers, many retailers provide special delivery prices and sometimes even provide free delivery. Some even claim that the customers can return the goods to the retailers if they are discontented. Therefore, online shopping is highly popular among people. It is shown that women are expected to do more shopping on the internet than men, and women are now more attracted to the convenience of online shopping than they used to be. It is reported that the average spending online by women this year has increased by 38% compared to that of last year. But the victims of online shopping is the shops and shopping malls. Therefore, before Christmas, many malls and shops are using a large number of promotion methods to attract more potential customers.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be so far away from home.
2. Listen to the dialogue again and match the words on the right with the sentences on the left by scoring lines. With only 2 weeks to go before Christmas, the shopping season is right on its way. However, this year, abundant people, especially the youngsters, do not go to malls or shops to buy presents on their own. Instead, they have placed a high priority on buying gifts and presents through the internet. Online shopping is becoming more and more popular, as online shopping makes it possible to buy their favorite goods by saving money and time. When people shop online, there is no need for them to queue up in busy shops, and they can buy almost any product imaginable with just a few clicks of the mouse and hitting several keys on the keyboard. Meanwhile, in order to attract more customers, many retailers provide special delivery prices and sometimes even provide free delivery. Some even claim that the customers can return the goods to the retailers if they are discontented. Therefore, online shopping is highly popular among people. It is shown that women are expected to do more shopping on the internet than men, and women are now more attracted to the convenience of online shopping than they used to be. It is reported that the average spending online by women this year has increased by 38% compared to that of last year. But the victims of online shopping is the shops and shopping malls. Therefore, before Christmas, many malls and shops are using a large number of promotion methods to attract more potential customers.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be so far away from home.
Task 4. Long passage. E-banking at home. Nowadays, banks are standing on the edge of a revolutionary period, This dramatic development of PC technology, along with the appearing of a low-cost and worldwide communication network, is reshaping the way people transmit money. Banking at home is no longer a dream. 1. Listen to the description of today's banking services. Complete the outline. Many people dislike walking to the bank, standing in long lines, and running out of checks. They're dissatisfied with their bank's limited hours, too. They want to do some banking at night and on weekends. For such people, their problems may soon be over. Before long, they may be able to do their banking from the comfort of their own home, any hour of the day, any day of the week. Many banks are preparing online branches or internet offices, which means that people will be able to take care of much of their banking business through their home computers. This process is called interactive banking, or simply, it means banking through the internet. At these online branches, customers will be able to view all their accounts, move money between their accounts, apply for a loan, and get current information on products such as credit cards. Customers will be able to pay their bills electronically and even email questions to the bank. Banks are creating online services for several reasons. One reason is that banks must compete for customers who will switch to another bank if they are dissatisfied with the service they receive. The convenience of online banking appeals to the kind of customers banks want to keep: people who are young, well-educated, and have good incomes. Banks also want to take advantage of modern technology as they move into the 21st century. Online banking may not be appropriate for everyone. For instance, many people do not have computers at home. Other people prefer to go to the bank and handle their accounts in the traditional way. Even though online banking may never completely replace a walk-in bank, it is a service that many customers are going to use.
Where is home on the Milky Way of stars? I dry my eyes again. In my dreams, I am not so far away from home. What am I in a world so far away from home? All my life, all the time, so far away from home. Without you, I will be so far away from home.
2. Listen to it a second time, and then answer the following questions. Many people dislike walking to the bank, standing in long lines, and running out of checks. They're dissatisfied with their bank's limited hours, too. They want to do some banking at night and on weekends. For such people, their problems may soon be over. Before long, they may be able to do their banking from the comfort of their own home, any hour of the day, any day of the week. Many banks are preparing online branches or internet offices, which means that people will be able to take care of much of their banking business through their home computers. This process is called interactive banking, or simply, it means banking through the internet. At these online branches, customers will be able to view all their accounts, move money between their accounts, apply for a loan, and get current information on products such as credit cards. Customers will be able to pay their bills electronically and even email questions to the bank. Banks are creating online services for several reasons. One reason is that banks must compete for customers who will switch to another bank if they are dissatisfied with the service they receive. The convenience of online banking appeals to the kind of customers banks want to keep: people who are young, well-educated, and have good incomes. Banks also want to take advantage of modern technology as they move into the 21st century. Online banking may not be appropriate for everyone. For instance, many people do not have computers at home. Other people prefer to go to the bank and handle their accounts in the traditional way. Even though online banking may never completely replace a walk-in bank, it is a service that many customers are going to use.
It's home on the Milky Way of stars. I dry my eyes again. In my
Part 4. Additional tasks. Task 1. Conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 through 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman telephoning a colleague about a new project. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Joe Fisher speaking.
Joe, it's Wilma here. Can I have a word with you about the e-commerce website?
Of course. How did the interviews go?
Well, we recruited an excellent business analyst this morning. He'll join the team in a week or so. There's still a gap for a software engineer, though, and we'll have to fill that as soon as possible.
I'll ask around and see if anyone is able to transfer from other projects.
Thanks. Also, do you think you could produce a report for senior management by the end of the week? They'd like an idea of the timing of the project.
No problem. What else should I include?
Let us know exactly what hardware you'll need. The budget already allows for that.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. When you describe the project, would you make sure to spell out the objectives in clear, straightforward language? Certain members of the board have doubts that it will bring about the results we promised.
Okay.
Let's start from here, lose the past, change our minds. We don't need a finish line. Let's take this chance, don't think too deep. And all those promises we couldn't seem to keep. I don't care where we go. Let's start from
Conversation 2. Questions 5 through 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman buying a laptop. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. I want to buy a laptop.
Oh, what model do you want?
Sony 350.
No problem. It is 6,000 RMB.
Is there any discount on this laptop?
It's already very cheap. Let's make it 5,000 RMB. That's the cheapest price I can provide.
All right, I'll buy this one. Can I pay with a credit card?
Sorry, you can only pay cash. We'll also include a laptop bag and a mouse for you.
How long is this warranty good for?
1 year. Could you give me your telephone number?
3258-5197.
Thank you.
Let's start from here, lose the past, change our minds. We don't need a finish line. Let's take this chance, don't think too deep. And all those promises we couldn't seem to keep. I don't care where we go. Let's start from
Task 2. Matching. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide which advantage of online business the speaker is referring to. Write one letter next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the recording twice. 1. One of the biggest issues in starting a traditional business, even if it is a small company, is the startup capital, where you need to employ people, find office space, fill it up with office furniture, and many more expenses. However, in online businesses, you could start with almost no cost. All you need to start a simple online business, such as affiliate marketing, is knowledge about online business, a laptop, and access to the internet. As you grow, you could expand your setup, but it will be a relatively simpler process.
2. In traditional business, you could not start one in a few hours, as many other aspects need to be solved first, such as the office location, the office setting, utilities, etc., which cannot be solved in a few hours. However, an online business could be started within hours if you know what you're going to do properly. It takes few hours to set up the website, and you could be doing your business in no time.
3. Online business will give you the ability to work at an individual's most productive hours, such as nights or evenings. it does not require you to work from 9 to 5. Therefore, as an individual online businessman, you can work at your own time and maybe from your bedroom. This saves you a lot of traffic hours and prevents you from dealing with office politics and being bullied by your boss.
4. Online business does not require constant human intervention and could be 100% autopilot. It could run 24 hours a day depending on your business model. It could harvest the entire world for sale. If the setting is done properly, an owner of an online business may just sit around waiting for the money to be transferred into his or her bank account.
5. Since online business runs 24 hours and worldwide, it has better potential to make more sales. Moreover, online business could eliminate many other costs. The business gives higher profit margin. Compared to regular business, online business reacts with more agility to the market and provides greater convenience for consumers' purchases. This is a time for people in the 21st century to work and live in the virtual world, so online business will definitely be more profitable.
Let's start from here, lose the past, change our minds, we don't need a finish line. Let's take this chance, don't think too deep, and all those promises we couldn't seem to keep. I don't care where we go, let's start from.
Task 3, multiple choice. You will hear a talk. For each question, mark one letter for the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice. Well, last week we talked about buying camping equipment, and today I'd like to talk to you about buying a bicycle. A simple enough exercise, you might imagine, but there is a lot to consider to make sure you get the best deal for your money. Well, the range of bicycles is enormous. There are racing bikes, touring bikes, mountain bikes, or just plain ordinary bikes for riding around town. They vary enormously in two ways, price and quality. This means that the choice you make will probably be determined by the amount of money you want to pay, your personal needs, what is actually available, or a compromise of all three things. However, in broad terms, you can spend anything from $50 to $2,000 on a bike, so you will need to know what you're looking for. Single-speed bicycles, that are bikes without gears, are really suited to short and casual rides. Their attraction is their simplicity and reliability. After years of neglect, they still manage to function, though not always too efficiently. If it's basic transport you're after, then you can't go wrong. Three-speed bicycles, on the other hand, are all that is really necessary for most town riding, going to shops, and things like that. Like the single-speed bike, they are simple and reliable. If you are going to be going up and down lots of hills, then you probably want something more efficient. 5 or 10-speed bicycles are best suited to rides over long distances or hilly terrain and to serious touring. If it is serious touring you are interested in, get a 5 or 10 speed bicycle. However, it's worth remembering that the difference in price between a 5 or 10 speed bicycle is usually very little, and so it's well worth paying that little bit extra to get the 10 speed one. So I would tend to recommend the 10 speed bike as the price is similar. However, you will be getting better quality components. Now the next thing we need to look at is size. Buying a cycle is like buying clothes. First of all, you find the right size and then you try it on to see if it fits. Contrary to what you might imagine, the size of the cycle is not determined by the size of the wheels, except in children's cycles, but by the frame. So you'll need to measure the length of your legs and arms to get a frame that is the right size for you. Well, that's all from Helpful Hints for today.